Unit 7. Health. Dialogue 1.
I think I should join a fitness center. I am getting a little fat, and I'm totally out of shape. Even a quick walk of a few hundred meters leaves me out of breath.
I'm afraid you look a little overweight. You really need to stop smoking. That's the main reason you're unhealthy.
I guess you're right. I've tried stopping, but I just can't seem to quit.
How many do you smoke each day now?
I smoke around 30 each day.
Why don't you try smoking one cigarette less each day? Besides, you should also buy a tracksuit and go jogging every morning.
Good idea.
Be careful when you go jogging. Don't put yourself under too much stress. You don't need to jog far.
I'll join a fitness center. I'm sure they'll be able to give me more advice.
Remember to eat healthily, too. The trainers at the fitness center will be able to advise you on your diet.
Question 1. Why does the man want to find a fitness center?
Question 2. According to the woman, what's the main reason the man is unhealthy?
Question 3. What other advice does the woman give?
Dialogue 2.
Nowadays, due to the fast-paced life, more and more people are in very poor health. Do you have some good suggestions on health?
Health not only refers to physical health, but also mental health. However, people always ignore the latter.
Truly, in daily life, we are more concerned about physical health than mental health. What do you think of physical health and mental health?
What is your real meaning?
I mean, which one do you think is more important?
In my opinion, being physically fit doesn't mean you're totally healthy. It's also important to improve mental health. In other words, both of them are vital to human beings.
Yes, if we are always in tension or negative state of mind, or have bad sleeps, it will result in psychological and physiological disorders, or physical and mental illnesses.
So releasing stress and relaxing ourselves in an effective way to improve our health.
I can't agree with you anymore. Then, how can we relax ourselves?
I think there are various ways. For example, listening to music, doing sports, reading novels, etc.
Question 4. What does health mean?
Question 5. What will result in psychological and physiological disorders?
Question 6. Which way of relaxing is not mentioned in the dialogue?